What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Ryan Ripken, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. What's going on, Ryan?
I'm good. You know, I was telling Joe, the Bluetooth's figured out. Of course it wasn't, but my bad, guys, but always great talking to
no,
you.
No, it's not you, it's us.
Monday mornings.
It's us. Hey, Ryan, we asked this question earlier. We'll ask it of you. Orioles go 4-2 on the West Coast swing, but is it bittersweet considering they lost 2 of 3 to the A's?
It definitely, for some fans I know, could probably take the wind out of your sails where you're like, hey, the O's are back, right? They're going to go on this run. And then A's team that going into that series had won like 2 games out of their last 20, right? They take 2 of 3. But I do agree, and I saw Manzo's comments after. You know, you still are leaving the trip with a winning record coming off of the road trip. And that's a positive.
Yes.
It's not what you want. But if you're able to put together winning trips over and over and over again, you can start to get back in it. It would have been phenomenal to go 5-1 on the trip. But it is what it is. I think what I hope now for the Orioles, regardless of how people feel, you got to go and replicate what you did for the last, 12, 13 games where you've had success. Can you come back and continue that? That, to me, is going to be more important than how this finals game ended up in Sacramento.
Yep, totally agree. I got something off the Oriole path right now. Mm-hmm. Do you think people are going to, fans at least, are going to learn to look at baseball differently, the way the game has changed with, now batting average is not stressed so much, as much as on-base percentage and OPS and things like that. Because I'm just looking, it's brought to my attention here. Skeens is just, he's been pitching like lights out. I mean,
he's got an ERA in the
188.
Yeah, and 188. One win.
It's just, he's had one win since I don't know when. It's just ridiculous. He's got a losing record. He's got an ERA of 188. They never score for him. Do wins and losses even matter anymore with pitches? We saw, DeGrom win it with, I think, a losing record years ago.
Mm-hmm. There are so many things that are there's so many things that are in the control of the pitcher, and then there are some things that are just fully out of control. And that's where you can't control how many runs your team is going to be able to put up, and is that pitcher that your team's facing, is he going out there and putting up a ton of zeros, which it seems like every time that Paul Skeens pitches, the Pirates, they're allergic to scoring a lot of runs, right? So I do like the fact I still have a value for wins. I still like the fact, because more so for me, it's like a psychological thing. The team knows that whether you're going out there and pitching a gem or when you're on the mound, your team wins. Mm-hmm. There is something to that, because I can speak to it. I actually I've talked to certain guys who were more, let's just say, pedestrian on the ERA scale. But when they went on the mound, the team around were like, hey, we win when he pitches. There's just some weird sense of it. I'll say that. But I feel for Skeens on that because for him specifically, wins shouldn't matter for him. He's doing exactly his part. So that's why there's a value to me, but it's not – it shouldn't be stressed as much because there is so much out of control for those guys.
Well, let me put you on the spot, and I know you're not going to have the answer because we're all guessing. Come trade deadline, are we buyers, sellers, indifferent? What are your thoughts?
Well, we're going right into it, huh? Yeah. You know, I think that the team, I think they're going to be retooling. So whether that means that they're going to fully sell or maybe buy to an extent, like that's just kind of how I feel. That's at least what I hope, because I think you have to draw a line in the sand here at some point and go, all right, I want to get a lot of value back, but if we just sell off everybody, can you replicate those players? And I think that's my biggest concern with the O's, where we've seen this. The prospects, it's an unproven situation, if you know what I mean, right? So you don't know who's going to work, who's not going to work. Who do you want to see longer term? I think those are questions that you have to keep into consideration. I do feel that they're going to, if it's this way, and some team goes, well, man, Sagano, Eflin, even O'Hearn, which I don't want to see, you know, all those guys move per se, but if someone comes and gives the O's a really good offer, just like they did back in 2022, you're going to have to take a deal. But mm-hmm. I think retool is the key. Not a rebuild. You don't need prospects that are going to help you in 2 or 3 or 4 years. You need guys that are going to help you get back to being a playoff caliber, challenging for the AL East type of team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ryan Ripken joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ryan, it's hard to really pat somebody on the back who batting average is .227, but like Ed alluded to, that's not the end-all, be-all. You look at what Adley Rutschman has done since the end of May. His OPS has gone from .632 to .695. His slugging from .332 to .374. His on-base percentage from .300 to .321. Those numbers have steadily climbed up. It looks like Adley's starting to come out of it a little bit.
Yeah, he definitely is. And, you know, from people want to talk about the toe tap to more of a slight little, I wouldn't even call it like a full leg kick, but picking his leg up, he's trying to change his timing. And when I was watching all of it, you know, there was a little bit of a mechanical thing with Adley, but, you know, for sure there was a lot of the mental side for him because he had some bad luck to start off, and then you weren't having the success. You know, and that's why one thing I understand when they say expected batting average, you should be hitting better. As a hitter, to me, that doesn't make me feel any better. If the ball doesn't drop and it's not a hit, it can defeat you. And that felt like it was happening for Adley over and over again. But I do think he's coming out of it. He's got a great eye at the plate. He's been having competitive at-bats, but not the results. But now you're starting to hit. I got still full faith of Adley Rutschman as a hitter. I know he's dealing with a lot in that regard. Maybe we just need to – the Orioles need to play every road game in Seattle moving forward. Maybe that would solve the whole problem.
Could.
But I do think that people got to stick with Adley and realize he has a tremendous talent at the plate. And if he can get going, I don't think it's a correlation. When he hits, the Orioles typically do well. And I know that he's felt that pressure here over the last year plus when the team's had their struggles.
Hey, Ryan, last year the Tigers were 52-57 going into August, five games below 500. They end up 86-76 and make the playoffs in a wild card berth. Is there anything you've been seeing just watching this team now with some return of some players or anything that indicates they could do this, or am I just having fun with stats?
No, I mean, you know what? I say it all the time, and Lloyd Christmas coined it in Dumb and Dumber, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah.
there's always a chance. Now, would they have to do something historic because of the start that the Orioles had, even though it was just by a game worse, make the playoffs with the record? I forget the exact timeline of what the record was for the Orioles. Yeah, they're going to have to go and really play some good baseball. But when you look at the guys, and you look at the team, you say, can this lineup put up some numbers? The answer is yes, they can. Can the bullpen, which we've seen for the most part on that road trip, can they get back to form? Yes, but it's going to have to be with the starting pitching. The correlation, when the Orioles starters went deeper into the games and the game was close, the team found a way to win. If the starters can't do that, it's going to be really, really challenging for the ball club. But we saw they can go on these runs. But now, can you consistently do this as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline and then beyond, and then we can really see what they can do.
And for the record, just so people know, the Tigers did it by going 34-19 in the last 2 months.
I got worms, Ryan. I got worms. Sorry.
Ryan, tell us all about the podcast, Ryan.
I got the Ryan Rivkin Show every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Since we're talking about batting averages and hitting, I had Will the Thrill Clark on this past Sunday. So he was great if you want to hear some tidbits on that. And I'm ripping it with Ryan 12-2 every Friday on The Fan. So, and Baltimore Baseball Tonight. So I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it, Ryan.
Thanks, guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.